Blog Talk Radio.
See, we got to take our minds back to the African way, family. And see, when our African spiritualities were in check, when we were in check, then we were able to make revolution and make warfare. Okay, we'll come back on it. We'll take a quick call. 845-428. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Your question or your comment, Black Power.
Red, black, green are the colors of my fury. Pride right beside me with guts and the glory. Realness defined me, the eye never blind me. Real talk, I don't let these weak niggas guide me. Time to build defenses and dig up all the trenches. No fake coming out my mouth like some dentures. No hate, but I can't escape all the ventures. No fate, so I can't embrace all the mentions. The hell with they inventions, white collar position. I need you to listen when I release my tension. Black man's life broken down into dimension. An asset to system, a currency extension. Slave walk, slave talk, you learning from the slave's part. Subhuman on a loose, a reason for a slave court. Brave heart, I roam among all the runaways. I will always remain a runaway slave. I'm a pack attack prepared to travel for some days. Me, Huey, Malcolm, we some runaway slaves. We sell our souls cause we feel we need to pay. We need to go astray and just run away. Leave the plantation, you need to get away. Just run away, a runaway slave. Leave the plantation, you need to get away. Just run away, become a runaway slave. The process of thought is a status maintained. Willie Lynch displays the shackles on your brain. The making of a slave is current to this day. Take the mind, control the body in robotic ways. Ashes to ashes to spread upon the masses. Your third eye squinting, yeah, you might need some glasses. Blackness in my heart and it's become my passion. We need real change in revolutionary fashion. Yeah, the message drastic when empowering the masses. That's why they don't teach you black life in your classes. Why you think they wanna put us all in the casket? Cause our power blasts them, so don't put nothing past them. Devils in the presence of God, so we must cast them out of your flesh to a mind of compassion. We gotta take action for black power advancement. Black knowledge and pass it, black love everlasting. I'm a pack attack prepared to travel for some days. Me, Huey, Malcolm, we some runaway slaves. We sell our souls cause we feel we need to pay. We need to go astray and just run away. Leave the plantation, you need to get away. Just run away, a runaway slave. Leave the plantation, you need to get away. Just run away, become a runaway slave. I'm a runaway slave and I don't wanna stay behind. No adapting to the master's mind, I got my own to find. America's a plantation where slaves are living blind. Infiltration of the mind has put our people in the bind.
These things just took over me. This took over my whole body. So I can't even see no more. I'm calling my black woman a bitch. I'm calling my peoples all kinds of things that they not. I'm lost, brother. Can you help me? Can you help me, brother? Please.
You see what we did? We lost the love. I'm talking about the love. The love of your mother. But brother, but brother, but brother, check this out. I still don't understand, man. I'm all high off this shit, man.
Wait a
minute. Well, what I'm trying to say, my brother, why do we kill each other? Look at our children. What kind of a future?
This is the training that's going to be given to you by the Wu, brothers and sisters.
The revolution! The revolution!
It's time to rise and take our place.
Televised!
So we can inherit the universe. The planet Earth. The best
the
part.
have attraction powers on the planet. We are the original man, the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization and god of the universe. The population was 17 million, with the 2 million Indians, making a total of 19 million, 4 billion, 400 million, all over the planet Earth. Arise, you dogs. It's a time for the revolutionary war. That's the mental war. That's the battle between God and devil. Take the devil off your plane. Take him off your mental mentality. Take him off your brain. Leave all the cigarettes and guns, the alcohol and everything. That's the mental devil that exists within your body. It's destroying and decaying your mind. The mind controls the body. Everything within must come out. Don't look towards the sky, cause there's no heaven above. Don't look down beneath your feet, there's no hell below. But heaven and hell are just within. Heaven is what you make it, and hell is what you go through.
There is only one God. There is only one faith. There is only one. One revolution, yeah.
At one time, it was told to me that man came from monkeys, that we were swinging from trees. I hardly can believe that unless I'm dumb, deaf, and blind.
Save the children.
You ever heard about the ape man?
Wanna be free.
And the ape woman?
Hey. Want to be free.
You have a mankind that has a beginning to him. It's ending. It's about to come.
Ooh, yeah. If you take one step, I will take one with you through the storm and pain. Swim the
It was 100% of us.
Save the children.
That came on the slave ships. 85% of our people was uncivilized. Poison animal eaters. They're slaves of mental death and powers. They don't know who the true living God is, nor their origins in the world.
Save the children.
So they worship what they know not. And they're easily be led in the wrong direction, and hard to be led in the right. And now you got the 10% who are the rich slave makers of the poor, who teach the poor lies and make the people believe that the almighty true living God is a spook in the sky and you can't see him with the physical eyes. They're also known as bloodsuckers of the poor. And then you got the 5% who are the poor righteous teachers who do not believe in the teachings of the 10%, who is all wise and know who the true and living God, and teach that the true and living God is the supreme being, black man from Asia, otherwise known as civilized people, also Muslims and Muslim sons. Peace be out.
I have given it much thought. It seems disaster must come. At best, only postponed. Shaolin Kung Fu, to survive, must now be taught to more young men. We must expand, get more pupils, so that the knowledge will spread.
You know, God, I just been, you know what I'm saying? Doing my regular thing, man. So I'm gonna get back up with you, though, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know you my nigga, kid. I'm always coming through for you, baby. All the time.
Yo, peace, rain, peace, God. What's up, baby? Damn, look at you, man. Damn, God, I know this shit out you, man. Man, I don't watch you, man. You just a little crumb snack, a little weed hop, a little nigga running around there, man. Look at you, baby, you look good. You understand? I watch you go through a lot of trouble to the rest of your way. But you know something? Like I used to always tell you, baby, you're a good listener, a good learner. I see you listen very well. You understand? Your time is coming, baby. And see, sometimes it could be like a real Jew. You know what I'm saying? And people don't know when the blessing comes. But I watch you grow, baby. Man, you're very intelligent, man. Man, I watch you when I just sit down and you just trick me out my money shooting dice, nigga. You crazy?
Crazy.
Yo, baby, you remember that shit, man? When we be down there in the hills and shit, man.
And you catch me, oh, hey, I'm old man free. Yeah, I'm gonna get him. Little slick ass. Talk to me, baby. You know what I'm saying? I used to know all them things, but I'm watching you growing. But remember one thing, Ray, like I used to tell you, the child you was making you the man you is today. And if you don't know where you came from, baby, you damn sure know you don't know where you're coming from. You see what I'm saying? Know which way you travel. You understand? And follow that destiny and follow your life. And it'll set you free. Because I watch you, baby. You my main man.
So good, baby. Now that could be the Wu-Tang production. Start to knuckle up it. Gunshots start to click, the block ducking. Could it be and would it be that we was babies? Catching rabies, niggas seem to act crazy. Day one in my spot, July the 10th, I had a miss. Sticking up the vines, hitting them with nine. I was toxic from laying up in Roxy's all night. This nigga bust a shot, lick my man's wife. It was havoc, I contact the Abbott. He shook the shoulder though, then he passed it back home automatic. We going to war, you know we had it 2-4. He would've did it for me, fuck it, let's mosey. Scheming though, with the BLO, wrapped on tight. Staying in my mic, yo, we gotta go. My first impression was to ask him lessons. Question one, what made you even show your gun and blow the session? He replied and rocked the green eye. And yo, he started yelling, them niggas selling 2 for 5. But he's a goner and I got my corner. What? I'm feeding my baby cash, room for more than donor.
Yeah, right, baby. Check it out.
I'm feeding my baby cash,
we
room for more than donor.
Circumstances and find truth to his own judgment of right. See, the way of evil, balance the quality in no man. For no man is good and bad at the same time, he is good or he's bad.
Yeah, man. Around out here, man. Shit is getting crazy. You know what I'm saying? All these niggas running around, making the game bad. You know what I'm saying? These wannabes, these 5 attendants and job attendants, running around here in the streets, man, playing a part of the fool. You know we got a job to do. They must be forgot their word is bond, regardless to whom or what. How many niggas giving their life before their word shall what fail? Speaking is all unforbidden truth. You understand? They ain't got to bring it back, man. We got to bring it back, man. You know what I'm saying? Lord Jamal, man. It's crazy, man. All this nonsense I'm hearing these days, man. I can't even listen to my radio set no more. I can't even let my children listen to the radio set no more. You understand? Ain't nobody building. Ain't nobody adding on. You understand? Everybody done went from Nile to Quiles and to Steel back in the planet in the forms of drops of water, drops of ice. Depending on the mist, whether the current air this nigga's in. These niggas in so many different currents, man. They don't know which way to go. You know what I'm saying? Which way up? They don't know which way is down. They got caught into the universal flex. You understand? Because they scale is not balanced.
For press use only.
You understand?
Baby Grand Records.
For real, man. This is crazy, man. I mean, but you know something? I pay homage to these brothers, man. I still love them. They just got to get their act together. You understand? And we got to get out there and start manifesting the truth. You understand? Let them see what's going on these days, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to bring the brothers back, the real, true, and living gods back. You know what I'm saying? Got to let the gods do it, man. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. Niggas all out of place and all out of their face now, man.
Word is bomb. I want to say peace to the God, the founder of Due to Knowledge Radio. We've been rocking since the second show. And here we are, still giving this goddamn Peckerwood some hell. In and out, in and out, in and out. So I'm grateful, I'm humble, and I'm honored to have this man in my corner, in my front, in my back, and by my side, like no other. This man has constantly shown and proven time and time and time again that he loves our people, regardless to what your ideology may be. He gives that platform for you to air it out. And whether we agree or not, it's the fact that we know ain't nobody rocking like Due to Knowledge Radio. I don't give a goddamn who says what. Nobody's rocking like Due to Knowledge Radio. Point blank, period. I want to give a Black Power salute to our national chairwoman, the Queen Yasantiwa of today. The bold Black woman who's stomping the grounds all over this planet, getting banned out of countries and shit. That's when you know you doing some serious work and got these peckerwoods high-tailing with their heads tucked up under their little dog ass. So I send a strong Black Power salute to my national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad of the new Black Panther Party. Strong Black Power salute to my five-star general of the Black Riders Liberation Party, General Taco Shakur. Strong Israelitu to my South African comrades of the PAC, the Pan-African Congress of Azania, and APLA, the Azanian People's Liberation Army. Israelitu, one settler, one bullet, Black Power. So now, let's get into class, shall we? So, last week we were cut off and we were going through some items, or the items to have in your bug out bag, right? But we've discussed the bug out bag so much. So then we got into the everyday carry bag, the EDC bag. A hell of a lot lighter, depending on your terrain, depending on where you are. Now, for this class, because we as survivalists, we strive to prepare for any situation. This is what prepping is. Preparing, right? So we can now see the violence going down in the streets by the police, by the military force of this hell called America, right? We see catastrophes happening all over the planet. Midday, early morning, late at night, anytime it feels like it, right? So we want to be prepared for these type of situations at any given moment. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about what we call a GH bag or a get home bag. We talked about the everyday carry. Your everyday carry is not your get-home kit or your get-home bag. Your bug-out bag is not your get-home bag. Nobody wants to be walking around with 35, 40 pounds on their back every day just going to and fro. Right? So, you have to make sure, again, first and foremost, that you have a pack or a bag durable enough, strong and rugged enough to be able to withstand all types of conditions. The zippers are not all jinky and flimsy. You understand what I'm saying? You got good molly webbing on your bag where you can attach more stuff to your bag. Now, that's always first and foremost, a good strong bag. Your gym bag ain't gonna cut it. Your baby girl's little Hello Kitty bag ain't gonna goddamn cut it. The Dollar Tree bags ain't gonna cut it. You're gonna have to spend some serious money on a bag. When I say serious money, I'm not talking about hundreds of dollars, unless you got it like that. Then by all means, pick the best. You dig? But for the most part, I'm speaking to those of us who got to work on budgets. Those of us who got to carry our black asses to work every single damn day for somebody just so we can survive on a daily operational protocol. I'm talking to those who are poor and struggling. I'm talking to those who don't know where their next meal is fucking coming from. Huh? I speak for the poor. I speak for the homeless. I speak for the needy because I am that. Because we are one. That's my brother. That's my sister out in the street, homeless, hungry. So I can't fucking act like, because I'm eating every day, that I'm so goddamn rich and wealthy. Man, stop the bullshit. I'm talking to those who got to work on a budget. I'm not talking to you rich niggas. I am, but I'm not. You dig? So, you get home bag. What is it? What should you build or what should you have in your get home bag? What are some of the best things to have and some of the things not so great to have? So, let's talk about it. The get home bag. The get home bag is a portable survival bag that's full of key supplies. Listen carefully. Key supplies to support a dangerous trip back home during a widespread survival situation. Again, this is not your EDC. This is not your everyday carry. Okay? It's different. A bug out bag supplies the travel for several days to move from a dangerous location to a secure, safer location. For the most part, your bug out bag is at least packed for 72 hours or more. Right? Now, your survival pack is built for outdoor adventures, hiking and, you know, little light camping here and there. But this includes survival supplies if you get lost or injured in the wilderness. So it's a pack to take on a hiking, a fishing, a climbing, or hunting adventure. See, there are different packs that you have to build as a survivalist. Because as a survivalist, you're not just boxed in to one specific thing. You're not just boxed in to one specific terrain. Because as a survivalist, us have to be able to survive on any given terrain, in any given condition, anywhere on the goddamn planet. So, let me say this while it's on my brain. I, King Samir Shabazz, will not be going on these goddamn weird-ass survival television shows and shit. So please stop recommending me. Please stop asking me. Please stop saying I can get you hooked up. I don't want that shit. I'm not about to fucking be in some goddamn jungle with some cave bitch, buck naked, trying to survive, and gotta help this bitch. You must have absolutely lost your African goddamn mind. Hell no. I'm not doing it, so please, family, stop asking. I'm not doing this shit for no damn fame and celebrity shit. Survival is not about celebrity shit. Survival ain't about taking 20 million fucking pics out in the woods. Survival is not pretty. But damn it, if you want to survive, You're going to have to train. You're going to have to put all that pretty shit to the side. Because there ain't nothing cute about bleeding from your goddamn forehead and not knowing how to properly heal your own wounds. Now you're just walking around bleeding, looking for help, but ain't nobody around to help you. But here we are every Wednesday night, survive or die class. So, a must-have in all the packs is a first aid kit, okay? And then you have what we call the inch bag. I spoke about that for the last 2 weeks. Didn't go into a lot of detail about it because it's basically your bag full of everything you're going to need because you're not coming home. So the inch bag or the I'm never coming home bag is just full of long-term gear that you're going to need long-term. So let me say this. If you're at that point, if you're at that stage for my advanced students or comrades, shall I say, you're right along with me. If you're at the inch bag level, let me say this. Now, this really goes for any one of your packs, your bags, okay? Now, I know we're working on a budget, but budget don't always mean durable. You dig? So you may have to spend a few extra dollars for durability. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. And everything that I'm telling you because I've either done it or taught somebody else to do it, and they've done it and said the same thing. And more than likely, I've done it already. So this is why I'm bringing it to you. So I ordered this survival kit, this EDC survival kit from Amazon, right? I get the kit. It's beautiful. I like it. Boom. Sharp. 300-something pieces. Boom, boom, boom. Right? I only paid $25 for it. Okay? Now, let me say this. Outside of the medical kit that it's combined with, I'm going to be super honest with you. Only about, let's see, the multi-tool, the knife, and the flashlight were the only damn things really worth anything in the survival part of this kit. So now I'm pissed. But it taught me a lesson. See? Yeah, I tried to save a couple dollars and get a multi-purpose kit. But let's just say I was out and had to utilize my kit. I wouldn't have been screwed, but if I had to rely on this kit and this kit alone, I would have been fucked. The ferro rod fire starter was damn near plastic. I had to scrape the coating off just to get two goddamn sparks out the ferro rod. That's not a good piece of equipment. The scraper that came with it had no sharp edges, nothing. I had to end up using my survival knife that I had for the last 4 years just to scrape the goddamn ferro rod. Pissed. Threw it in the trash. The compass, cheap as hell. Inaccurate as hell. a good strong wind blew, and it just blew the damn arrow everywhere. Oh, my goodness. It was a mess. But I learned my lesson. Okay? So now, boom, for a really good EDC kit, I'm now going to have to spend a couple extra dollars and build my own EDC kit. You dig what I'm saying? So now that we're talking about your get home bag, right? An urban get home bag is a must for adults who work outside the home, students who spend many hours at school or on campus, and active retirees who are constantly on the go, people who are always on the move, right? It's a must. So you leave your home on a regular basis, you got to have a get-home bag. You got to have a get-home kit. Now, some people may need more stuff than other people. Some people may need less stuff, depending on your territory and your terrain. Okay? Now, some of the reasons more in detail. Let's see. A widespread disaster where you're forced to ditch your vehicle and you got to hike home. That's one of the main ones. You got to ditch your vehicle. So your get home bag should always